Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of January, recording at 9:09 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asia, we had some outstanding action for a few markets, not least Thailand, which has been surging ahead recently and looks like it's heading straight for a test of its highs, where we may see some sort of little consolidation. But this remains very much a late in the cycle catch-up play following a two-year consolidation. And the only thing I feel that we have to worry about with Thailand is the overall stock market advance running out of steam. More on that in a moment. Now, elsewhere, we had very good action in the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, up 202 points, and that's a bit of a breakout. And we also have the very favorable background of a quite firm Chinese Shanghai A-share market. Now, you remember, as you go back many months, I first pointed out the say downtrend ending characteristics and subsequent overall base formation development characteristics. Well, and I also commented on the fact that it was quite clear from official statements that China was anxious to improve the performance of its stock market. So that's a very favorable overall background for Hong Kong, which is also in a position to stage somewhat of a late catch-up move. No. European markets, not bad action overall, though some of the gains were given up when Wall Street's performance wasn't quite as illustrious to begin with as investors had hoped. But we had pretty firm close on Wall Street overall, just closed a short while ago, 52 points up on the Dow. All the indices were up and are extending recent strength. So where do we actually stand with stock markets overall? And clearly the rally that roared into the new year like a lion continues in that fashion. Very strong overall. It's very profitable. It's very exciting. Therefore, it is also a situation that is unsustainable here beyond the short term because the markets are doing so well. A number of these trends are starting to accelerate. Other trends really do look somewhat overextended or are becoming more overextended. So I'll stick with what I've been saying last week. This looks like a bit of a buying panic in here. Again, it's a great time to make money in the short term, but it is unsustainable. And a buying panic is usually followed by at least a sharp correction, if not a selling panic. Well, when might this one end? Let's not try to put a number on it. Let's just watch the action. There isn't a shred of evidence yet that it is actually ended, but I'd be surprised if it carried on into the second quarter of this year. That would be a bonus, let's put it that way. So focus on those all-important year-end reaction lows. Those are the key support levels. As long as stock market indices are holding above those year-end reaction lows, and I'm talking about year-end 2005, then I'm not going to worry. Let's just enjoy the run. However, if those year-end rallies are taken out, when those year-end rallies are taken out, that will certainly be a major danger signal that we have certainly lost our short-term uptrend consistency. And if we get lucky, and luck means that this rally continues without anything more than brief pauses for another six or seven weeks, maybe even more, then fantastic, and we'll need to settle on a new way of measuring the risk factor because indices will have moved well away from the year-end reaction lows. But the stronger the trend is, the easier it will be to spot signs of deterioration when it eventually occurs. But as I've just said, we don't need to worry in here today. It's still a case of make hay while the sun shines. Government bonds, I've barely had a look in on these, but they're generally overall steady. I think people are enjoying the fact that inflation pressures are ebbing somewhat due to the correction in the oil price, but remember, oil shows evidence that it has bottomed out in here and is on the way back up. We haven't yet had the evidence that the natural gas contract, which is also an important component for many people, we don't yet have evidence that that has bottomed, but it certainly is looking overextended and it's losing downside momentum. So I think we're likely to see an upward dynamic any day now, and if we get a cold snap, which is more or less inevitable, so in other words, a reversion away from these historically warm temperatures that we've seen across the United States, then natural gas could easily jump $2 or $3 on the upside. Now, so government bonds, again, they're also benefiting from the liquidity overall, but you know I don't like this sector. I wouldn't want to have any bonds. If you're in the game for capital appreciation, then go for the stock market. If you want safety, I don't think we actually get safety in the government bonds. I would want to go very, very short term if I were going to have positions. And my comments are really directed more towards the longer end, my earlier comments towards the longer end of the government bond market. Okay, US dollar a little bit steadier in here after taking a pasting last weekend. I would expect, as I've said all along, I would expect a ranging decline, and we've had quite a rapid decline, so a period of steadying and a bit of ranging would hardly be surprising, but I do think that the dollar has peaked. It peaked late last year and is on its way down to eventually test the 80 level once again on the US dollar index. Now, precious metals had a stunning barnstorming day in here today. Well, let me describe it. They started off strong in the early pre-market trading, then sold off as trading commenced, then picked up again very rapidly, and closed. Well, I think we saw a new high for gold, and I read somewhere, saw somewhere that it was a 25-year high. Now, I maintain that these precious metals are still in the early years of a secular bull market that's going to last at least another decade and probably a good deal more. So I'm not too troubled by a 25-year high for something coming off a secular bear market. But we have had some very volatile activity here recently, and that certainly is a war between or a struggle between supply and demand. And I'm still well, I'll put it this way. I expect these metals to go much, much higher, but in the short term, I'm not too inclined to chase these rallies overall. If I did anything, I'd certainly be long. But my only long position in the sector at the moment, other than some shares, of course, but I'm talking about the metal futures, and I have traded the silver and gold futures quite aggressively over the last few years, particularly silver. But I'm currently on the sidelines. I do have a palladium position, though, but all the precious metals were really quite strong here. And gold's given up a little a bit of those gains in after-hours trading. Still, bullion is at 548.84. So, obviously, at this 550 level, which is a minor psychological point, could hold it up a little bit in the short term. Overall, the best strategy is buy on reactions. And anything that we see, as I've said repeatedly in gold, anything that we see in the $30, $40, $50 range, we saw that just a short while ago, back as gold was coming off the December highs, that creates a very, very attractive buying opportunity. And lastly, oil, bit of profit taking in here today. That had a good week last week. Natural gas is actually a little bit steadier than crude in here today, particularly in the after-hours trading. As I said, I wouldn't be surprised to see an upward dynamic on that any day now. And that's pretty much it, except I should mention a bit of softening in the grain and bean complex, also cocoa. coming off a bit as well. So among these soft commodities, particularly the grain and bean complex, supply still rules, and it's not that inelastic. That's it, folks. Enjoy.